A simple standing practice. This is a favorite strong heart sequence that you can repeat, add on to, and practice any time during the day. Remember, as you move through the practice, worry less about doing everything perfectly than just letting it feel good. Let your body move with your breath, knowing that as you repeat the movements a few times, the body-breath connection will tell you what works. And if you find yourself holding your breath or straining, it means you're working too hard. Back off and let yourself enjoy it more. If you want a little longer practice, you might want to get started with a few sun salutations, taking yourself from standing to a fold, stepping back to plank, and lowering down, inhaling to cobra or up dog, and then down dog, and back to standing. You could do a few sun salutations, or just start here. From standing, find your breath and let it get steady and even. Find the rhythm of your breath, long but not forced. As you exhale, feel your pelvic floor lift and your navel draw back. Soften that on your inhale, and then feel it again as you exhale. If you're familiar with Ujjayi, you can narrow the back of your throat and find that sound with your breath. Take a few breaths here until you feel the rhythm of your breath. And then inhale, circle your arms and gaze up. Exhale, fold over your legs. Inhale, look up and lengthen your spine. Exhale, put your hands down and step one knee and then the other back to table pose, hands and knees. Inhale, let your tail lift, belly sink, and roll your heart and gaze forward to cow pose. As you exhale, hug your navel up, arch your spine to cat pose, dropping your head. Move back and forth with your breath a few times. Cow on your inhale, belly expanding. Cat on your exhale, back body expands, stretch your shoulders, drop your head. Feel the spine warm and get a little more fluid with the movement. Back and forth with your breath, cow and cat. Cow and cat. Cow and cat. One more time into cow. And then as you come to cat, really feel the belly hug up firmly. Arch your spine to cat and stay for a few breaths, holding the belly in and up, but not holding your breath. Stay and take a few breaths, firming the belly up towards the spine, back body big. And then on an inhale, cow pose, belly drops, heart rolls forward. As you exhale, tuck your toes, lift your knees, press your hips back, downward facing dog. As you inhale, drop your knees and your belly and come back to cow. Exhale, lift your knees, push your hips back, downward facing dog. Move back and forth a few more times. Inhale to cow. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale the knees and belly drop, your heart rolls forward. Exhale, knees lift, hips lift, head drops, downward facing dog. One more. And then stay in your down dog. Move it around a little bit if it feels good. Bend one knee and then the other, walking your dog. Wiggle your hips. Anything that feels good, just warm it up. It's your first time here. Let it feel good. And then find stillness and take a breath. Feel your hands firm with the fingers spread. Engage the muscles of your legs firmly. And on an inhale, roll forward to plank pose, the top of a push-up. Exhale, draw the hips back, downward facing dog. Inhale, roll forward to plank. Exhale, downward facing dog, hips lifting, drawing back. One more time, roll forward to plank. Exhale, back to downward facing dog. Roll forward to plank, and this time stay there. Take a breath or two or three right there in your plank pose. Strong arms, strong legs, navel pulling towards the spine, nice and firm. And when you're ready, push back to downward facing dog. From downward facing dog, you can step your feet up to your hands or walk your hands back to your feet. As you do that, look up and lengthen your spine, and then exhale, fold, bringing your heart to your thighs. Inhale all the way up, and bring your hands to your heart. Find a focus point. Feel steady on your legs, your feet, and then pour the weight into your right foot, letting it root to the earth. Turn the left knee out and bring the sole of the foot somewhere along the right inseam. Your shin up to the top of the thigh. Even your ankle with the toes on the earth is fine. If you find steadiness, you can reach your arms up to form the branches of your tree pose. And breathe. If it really feels strong for you, taking your gaze up to the sky can add a little challenge. And then bring your hands back to your heart. Extend the left foot forward and set it down. As it comes to the earth, feel the roots of your left foot firm on the earth. Right knee out. Take the right foot up along the inseam. Knee turning out. Find your steadiness. Steady gaze. Breathe. Reach your arms up. If or when it feels right. Take your gaze up if it feels right. And release, bring your hands down to your heart, turning your knee in, extend the foot and set it down. From here, take a wide step out to face the long edge of your mat with your arms out to a T. Take an inhale. As you exhale, draw your hands to your heart. Inhale, open your arms to a T. Exhale, draw your hands to your heart. Just moving with your breath, letting the breath and the movement link. As you inhale and spread your arms, feel yourself expanding. And as you exhale, feel yourself drawing into your center. On your next inhale, as the arms open, turn your right toes out, your left toes in a little bit, and exhale, bring the right knee over the ankle, warrior two. Take three breaths. Nice strong spine. Let the exhales lift the pelvic floor and draw the navel back, giving you support. On an inhale, drop your left hand down the thigh. Raise your right arm and your gaze to the sky. Exalted warrior. Feel the opening of your right ribs and breathe into that space. On an exhale, bring your right forearm down to rest on your right thigh and circle the left arm forward over your ear for extended side angle. Feel the long line of energy from the outer edge of your left foot all the way up to your left fingertips and take 3 breaths. On an inhale, rise up and drop your left hand on the left thigh again, this time straightening the right leg. Reach the right arm up and stretch the right side for Sky Archer. On an inhale, reach out over the right toes, and as you exhale, take your right hand down to the shin, ankle, foot, or a block. Left fingertips go straight up to the sky. Take 3 breaths here in triangle. And then maybe with a little bend in the knee, maybe looking down, inhale up to center, turn your toes to the long edge of your mat, and exhale, hands to heart. Take a few breaths right here, expanding and drawing it in. Inhaling, exhaling, hands to your heart. And let's change sides. So on your next inhale, as you're ready, open your arms, turn your left toes out, your left right toes in a little bit, and bring the left knee over the ankle. Warrior 2 for 3 breaths. On an inhale, drop your right hand down the thigh, raise your left arm up and gaze to the sky, exalted warrior. Feel the opening of the ribs, the side body. On an exhale, keeping the side bodies long, bring your left forearm down to rest on your left thigh. Circle the right arm forward over your ear. Feel that line of energy, keeping your heart opening. On an inhale, press down in your feet to rise up and drop your left right hand on your right thigh. This time straightening the left leg. Reach the left arm up and back. Stretching the left side for Sky Archer. On an inhale, come forward, reaching out over the toes. Exhale, bring your left hand down along the shin or the ankle. And take your right fingertips to the sky. 3 breaths here in triangle. And again, press down in your feet, little bend in your knee maybe, inhale up to center, turn your toes in, and exhale, hands to your heart. Take a few breaths, opening and closing, expanding, contracting. And then let's take it one movement, one breath. Inhale, open your arms, right toes out, left toes in a little bit. Exhale, knee over ankle, warrior two. Inhale, left hand to the thigh as the right arm reaches up and back, exalted warrior. Exhale, right forearm on the thigh, left arm over your ear, extended side angle. Inhale, rising up, straighten that right leg, drop the left hand, reach the right fingertips back, sky archer, and then reach out over the toes as you inhale. Exhale, bring your hand down on the right leg, triangle. Inhale up to center, exhale. Take some breaths here, as many as you need. Maybe one, maybe three. And turn to your other side. Exhale, warrior two. Inhale, exalted warrior. Exhale, extended side angle, forearm on the thigh. Inhale, straighten that leg, reach up and back, sky archer. And exhale, triangle. Come back to center. And breathe. Movement and breath matching. When you're ready, let's move through it again. To the right, right toes out. Exhale, knee over ankle, warrior two. Inhale, left hand drops, right arm reaches up, exalted warrior. Exhale, forearm on the thigh, left arm over your ear, extended side angle. Inhale, straighten the leg, left hand drops back, right arm reaches up. Reach over the toes and exhale, triangle. Inhale to come up to center. And breathe, bringing your hands to your heart. Open your arms. Exhale, hands to your heart. Inhale, open out, turn your left toes out. Exhale, knee over ankle, warrior two. Inhale, exalted warrior, reaching the left fingertips up and back. Exhale, forearm on the thigh, right arm over your ear, extended side angle. Inhale, straighten that left leg as you drop the right hand and reach the left arm up, back, reach forward, exhale, triangle. And come up to center. Bring your hands to your heart. You might heel toe your feet in a little bit and then step to the top of your mat. So you could repeat the flow more if it's feeling right to you. You could repeat it less. Let it be your own practice. Let yourself feel what feels right for you in this moment. And from here, inhale, circle your arms up. Exhale, bring your hands to your heart. You might want a little shavasana. The light of all that's best in me bows to that same light in you. Namaste.